This hour of the Overdrive podcast is brought to you by Felix. Embarrassed to talk about erectile dysfunction in person? Felix can connect you to a doctor online to assess ED and, if applicable, deliver treatment to your door. Visit felix.ca.
Yes, the perfect track for opening night. Leafs Habs tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Look who's in studio looking dapper. The O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, wow. McLennan. We'll chat soon. Brian Hayes, Overdrive off and running. And I love
that
it.
What was that butchering yesterday? I had to watch it 100 times. I'm like, it was like your brain was spinning. I don't know what.
Yeah,
was
your cranium just turned into a pretzel, man. You just fell asleep.
Well, what happens is I usually wait for a smart-ass comment on O's side, right? And we got to cue it up and play it. But I was waiting for it, and then in my mind I was like, we'll chat. Is it soon then? Like, I'm like, oh, my God. And you saw, the freeze in my face. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Soon?
It was loading. There was a loading symbol
that was
on your forehead.
The circle going on. But, yeah, and then the saddest part about all of that is I hadn't gotten a Brooksy yet, and Mulls just threw that in there as the show was closing. I'm like,
you're on the board, Noodles.
I got my first Brooksy, and I deserved it. I deserved it. But do we have it?
We have it. Let's play.
Let's drop the puck, 4 p.m.
We'll chat soon.
I love it.
All right,
and done that. We've closed this show in that same fashion 1,200 times, 1,300 times.
Easily.
Every single day.
Me. I had a brain cramp, brain fart, whatever you want to name it. What was the thing that Pooley did?
Join us.
I kind of got jammed up in there, and then I was like, we'll chat soon.
That is going to be around for a while.
We'll chat soon.
It's not bad. It's definitely not bad. I think, maybe we stick to the script, but every once in a while mix it up. Maybe that's what you were thinking, right?
Yeah. Whenever we like a guest, Mulls, just give us a little we'll chat.
There was a real pregnant pause in there.
That was Windows 95 just trying to get the engine going.
I'm on burgundy.
You know how the end of the show you're just done? We were done. Already in my mind, I think I was in the kitchen eating already. I knew something was up, but I just forgot. I actually was ready to turn my machine off and go.
I would have been
surprised if I just, turned my machine off and not said a word.
Well, maybe tonight. Maybe that's what we do tonight, right? Around 7 o'clock, just before we sign off, maybe we put it on a tee for you and it just sits there. And we'll talk tomorrow at 4 o'clock. There's nothing wrong with that. And tonight is it's a big night. It's going to be a fun night. And it's a different night because, I'm at home. And I was talking to the Grappler about this. We've had these experiences over the last 20 months trying to get a read on the buzz about certain sporting events, right? Whether it's the Jays coming home, the Raptors playing a playoff game, the Leafs playing a playoff game, the Leafs opening night. And I think there are two separate worlds right now, and I think it's a reality of what COVID has supplied. Right. It's those people that have been in the swing of things, living more of a normal lifestyle, in other words, interacting with people, water cooler material, going and grabbing a coffee, going and grabbing beers. I think there's probably a massive buzz in that community. And then there's guys like myself who are still working from home who kind of feel like I'm on the outside looking in. And I'm having a difficult time getting a read on the mood of the city because I don't feel like I'm interacting with the city.
To a game yourself would be like going to Mars right now?
It would almost feel like that, and yet I'm jealous of people that get to go tonight. Full credit to everyone going tonight. My dad's going down. He did give me some intel here. We are dealing with a new world. Yeah. Ticket stubs, RIP, and I don't think they're ever going to come back. Everything is online. You have to download every ticket. And I know a lot of people have been doing that for a long time, but my dad's been – I've been staring at ticket stubs in my house for my whole life, just ticket stubs. And I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss the idea of holding a ticket stub and handing it over and saying, now I'm in the building.
What's your general temperature on the person that has been having a few beers or whatever you say, interacting with other people, but the idea of going to a sporting event with 18,000 other people, maybe there's a bunch of people that that's just not in their cards right now.
I don't know what to expect, though. I really don't. Because
you got to figure, a bunch of people like to have casual beers on a patio or whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea of being in front of that many people indoors right now probably doesn't float everybody's boat.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I mean, is it in the books that it's a sellout tonight? Or
no,
did I
don't believe
read
it
online
is yet.
That there were some tickets available based on that thought process, right? People's comfort level, regardless of, you know, their situation, put it that way.
I think it's a combination of a couple of things with the tickets. I don't think tonight is something that you're going to extrapolate over the course of the season. In other words, if they didn't sell out tonight, they're never going to sell out again. I think this really happened quickly. You know, it was 5 days ago, it was limited capacity. All of a sudden, you have to sell 7,000-8,000 tickets, 9,000 tickets, and I know it's Leaf tickets, but still, that's a quick turnaround when people are coming out of a long weekend and there's a lot going on in the world. Also, there's always been this, I think, almost understanding, you just can't get tickets. Right? So how many people are looking for tickets? Because that's always been the myth in the city. Yeah, you can't get tickets. Even if you wanted Leaf tickets, you couldn't get them. Well, now you probably can, but how many people are really willing to go out and seek it out? And then there's the uncertainty of what you're actually going to get. What is the bang for the buck? Like, can you be comfortable? I know you can eat and drink without a mask on, but do you have to wear it the rest of the time? Is it going to be loud in there? Will there be energy in the building? So you almost need test dummies in a way. You know, let's say there's 16,000 in there. They'll go in tonight. We'll see what it looks like. We'll, I'm sure, get the full details. I'll talk to my dad post-game tonight, see what his experience was like. And I wouldn't be surprised if on Saturday night it was a packed house.
I agree.
You know, when they're back for game two, right? Once you get the ball rolling, it's like, okay, we're back and let's get going here. And well, I can't wait to see a packed building tonight. I think it'll be emotional down there.
It might take 3 weeks for that to happen realistically.
Yep.
Like, I don't think if it's not a sellout tonight and not a sellout Saturday, we're going, it's never going to. I think it's just a process of like, okay, I mean, think of this in practical terms. Oh, you're talking about, we weren't sure that, you know, enough tickets were going to be available or any tickets, and then we thought half capacity. People had already made plans this weekend already. Like,
right.
A lot of times, and that might have been included, hey, I'm just going to watch the game at home with a couple friends or whatever in my little bubble or in my circle or whatever. Like, you might have to give it a little bit more time for people to plan ahead and adjust their lives accordingly, because it's not, you're not just going to go, hey, I'm going to go have 12 beer at, you know, the Loose Moose. I'm hoping it's still there, that I'm not offending anybody.
Shout out.
Go have 12 beer at the Loose Moose and show up 4 seconds before the game. Now you're going to have to line up. You got to show vaccination situation, all of that. Like, it's going to be a process to go through this. But in the end, I'm hoping even a month from now and 2 months and 4 months from now, like, if this is the new norm, get used to it and we adjust to it.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. We're still not living in a spontaneous society. Like, we're not there yet, right? Where we've all been in that situation. You get a call from a buddy at 6:15.
Let's go. Saying,
can you be down here in an hour? It's like, yeah, I'll be down there in an hour. That just isn't the world we're living in because of a lot of different reasons and a lot of different things. Comfort level, ticket prices, you know, that's a part of it as well. The vaccine stuff, the fact that it's got to be downloaded tickets, which I'm sure is probably causing some people some problems, including the Leafs, I wouldn't be surprised, trying to get everything out and everything downloaded. And then you got to go through the process of proving vaccination, getting a building. There are hurdles. This is not the real world that we're used to. But it's closer to it, and there are going to be people in the stands for the first time in 20 months. And you got Canada playing down the street as well. Vince tweeting in with a really good point. You got a big soccer match at BMO tonight, Canada against Panama. So downtown will be buzzing. Like, if the weather holds up, by around 10:30, man, there's going to be a lot of people pouring down the streets of Toronto.
Well, and you're right about the ticket situation. So recently I had somebody reach out to me in Alberta and go, you want to give these – I've got 4 tickets. I'd love to give them away. Do you know somebody? So I made the connection to give them away, and my buddy is like, well, they're not paper tickets. I need an email. And then the whole time, my buddy's going, did they get them? I don't see they've been received.
Right, exactly.
and they got sent to a wrong email. It's in a junk folder.
That
and
can
like,
go sideways in a well, hurry, man. That,
I know, and this is all like, you know, weird things, but
no,
you know,
but it's
they
the reality.
John Tavares. Yeah, John Tavares wants to send some family members today, you know, to the game, and all of a sudden, okay, well, is the tickets in the junk file? Well, call John. Well, John's at warm up already. And, you know, like there's going to be some weird things that go on.
I can tell you from my own experience talking to my dad today. Like he's like, it's a mess right now. They're trying to download the tickets. They're having
COVID
a difficult time doing it.
COVID passports or whatever the hell that is.
That's what's coming, man. That's the reality. And I was wondering about like what happens with the scalpers. Like, is it going to be an Apple store scalping job? Like, they set up an Apple store.
Like a
downstairs.
DJ Apple transfer. Booth. A DJ booth with a computer.
It's just Geek Squad is going to be the new scalper.
Well, yeah, you'd have to transfer those tickets over, right? Like, I don't
think scalpers are going to survive.
No, you can't.
They'll find a way, man. They'll find a way.
They have to find a way because they've been around forever, man. They since the dawn of time, they've been out there.
And they'll find a way. They're resilient, to say the least.
You will. It may come in the form of text, but somehow you're going to hear this message. Wow. Who's buying? Who's selling? Who needs? Yeah. Like, it's coming, man.
I would bet any amount of money or anything that Carlo Colaiacovo knows a scalper.
Yes.
Multiple.
Do you think, like, am I wrong in that situation?
I would say five people minimum. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I guarantee you that if we called Carlo and be like, do you know somebody who is either selling or moving tickets, he would be like, yeah, I know.
Bang! That would be his response.
He was a young kid when I played with him, and you could go up to him. You know a guy? Yeah, I got a guy. Like, he was the guy at a very young age.
But I can't underscore how badly I want those sounds and those experiences to remain alive. Like, I remember as a kid taking the train down, getting out of college. Yeah, remember walking up College Station? I'll never forget it as a kid going to the gardens. And by the time you were halfway up the steps, you heard guys yelling, who needs, who's buying, who's selling. Yeah. It was just scalpers up and down
You're
college.
Right. It's like part of the fabric, man.
It really is. Yeah,
like, you got to hear it. You got to find a way. How are you going to do it? What are they going to have? Like, just emailed receipts or
but that's the thing, like,
who wants an email? Who's got an email?
Yeah, who's like, emailing? Who's texting? Who's TikToking?
We need the sound bite.
I'll text my scalper buddy and see what he says, what the routine is, right?
Yeah. Believe me, he's doing something. But like, was it the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was scalping Pagliacci? Remember it was
Costanza. Yeah, I think it was Costanza. Oh, no, it was Kramer, and Costanza was out there trying to get rid of him, too.
Yeah, they're scalping the clown tickets or whatever.
But it's such a fabric of a sporting event. Like, just with Leaf games and Raptors games, but Leaf games, I just have vivid memories of going to the gardens, and there'd be guys yelling and screaming over each other. The second you walked up the stairs, any parking, you know, lot around the gardens had someone standing on the corner. Who's buying, who's selling, who needs? And I just don't know how that's going to work with technology. And I understand that's further down the list of priorities, clearly.
Yeah.
But we got a game tonight. I think Marner's playing. It's a game-time decision, but he skated this morning. You know, I think if you skate this morning, I'd be surprised if he didn't go tonight.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I expect the Leafs to, outside of Matthews and McKayev, clearly they'll be full bore tonight. And I don't expect any animosity to carry over. Like, they just went through a 7-game series, and I don't remember anything in particular that stood out.
Dude, isn't that even crazy to say, Brian?
Nothing.
A team that just crushed your dreams 3 months ago when you're up 3-1 and no animosity? What are you, nuts?
Wow. Exactly. Bitterness. I think some embarrassment, right? The Leafs were embarrassed, and I expect a really resilient effort tonight. I think they'll play well. I think the Leafs will win tonight, but I thought they'd win that series
against
Montreal.
Tonight's the first game in the process of kind of getting the fans back on your side. Like, they were gutted. Everyone was pissed off, and they were pissed off through the summer, just dragging the players through the mud, and it's like a healing process where tonight is the first start, the first game in that journey where you're like, okay, we're back. We're a good team. We're going to do good things. We're going to play intense. We're going to play whatever you want to do, but they got to go out there and start, like, getting the last thing you want to go out there and do with this fan base to where their heads are at is just lay an absolute egg. Like, this is more than just your first regular season game. I think you got to go out there and have a hell of a game. Obviously, you want to, and that's the ideal goal, but they got to go out and do it and just kind of get things rolling.
Well, I agree. Like, nobody in Tampa woke up today, like, hating their team.
No.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, Tampa
two
had...
more games like that, and everyone will be hating each other.
Well, but, you know, I mean, Tampa just was, I think, distracted, you know, not
they
interested,
were pretty
all of that.
Terrible last
and,
night.
And good for Pittsburgh. I was yep. happy. That Tristan Jarry played really well. He needed that game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jeff Carter turned back the clock, all of that. But all I could think about is, as much as regular season doesn't mean anything and bringing it back to Toronto, it means something. Like, these first four games, if they go 1-3 or 2-2 and look uninspired, it'd be noisy around here. You know what I mean?
If they go
3-1 and look good, people are like, oh, yeah, you know what? That's the team we expected. Keep rolling. You know what I mean? But, like, I think they should have internal pressure. These players have been saying all the right things, and, you know, Muzzin talking about it again today, and Tavares, and everyone's, you know, but you have to go out and do it. And, you know, regular season is regular season. You still have to play. You still have to go and make the playoffs. You still have to make, you know, build this team to continue to get better as the season goes on. So spirited efforts should be expected. Other than that, we'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah, I think this idea that there's apathy or a long view is really only applicable to one avenue, and that is if you're winning a lot. You know, if you're winning a lot, it'll be like, yeah, you're supposed to win a lot. You know, like, let's right. get going. If you lose, and you lose a lot, then there's not going to be apathy anymore. There's going to be people yelling and screaming, and, you know, cats' heads are going to be falling off, and guys are going to be going nuts, and it's going to be crazy in this town. And it's a big opportunity for certain players, individual players, to continue to make a name for themselves or to push themselves into a more prominent role in terms of the eyes of the fan base, the importance within the organization. Like, Jack Campbell's starting tonight. This is a first in his career. Like, he's the number one guy. I know it's 1A and 1B, but make no mistake, this is Jack Campbell's net. If he plays the way he played last year, he will continue to be the defined number one starter. Mrazek may play 35 games, but Campbell will play more. Like, if they're both healthy and Campbell plays the way he's capable of playing, I think this team believes in Campbell. I think they want to believe in Campbell. I think Mrazek is a very smart kind of defense mechanism in case he either comes back to earth in terms of his play or runs into injuries, which has been an issue for him throughout his
career. Jack Campbell won everybody over last year.
Yeah.
And with the way he played, that was warranted. And it's his to kind of lose, if you want to put it that way. He's got everyone's trust to be the number one guy and get the job done.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And put it this way. He's going tonight. Mrazek's going tomorrow night. If Campbell plays well tonight, he's playing Saturday. But if he plays poorly and Mrazek plays really well tomorrow, on Friday we're going to be in here talking about who should start on Saturday night. But it's the truth, though.
You're right.
Like,
no, you're 100% right. That's what I was just going to say. We're going to have this conversation. This is games 1 and 2 and games 3 and 4 Saturday, Monday. Game 67, we're having this conversation. You know why? Because both of them are capable of having the net. And in a tandem situation, there is always slight, I guess, unrest is the right word. Mm. Unless one guy just runs with it, is having an amazing season, then he separates. But in a tandem, what happens, and I'm predicting it right now, the fan base won't be split. I'm talking the fan base, not inside the dressing room or the organization. But there will be people who prefer Jack Campbell over Peter Mrazek and vice versa, based on they like their style, they like, you know, the way they played on a certain night or whatever. It's going to be debated all year long. Get used to it, because there is no clear cut. This isn't Freddie Anderson and whoever they plugged in behind. This isn't Jacob Markstrom. This isn't Hellebuck or Vasilevsky. Mm-hmm. This is a tandem, and that's what comes with tandem goaltending, is who's starting. That's always going to be asked.
Yes, and even, again, with that, that's probably a more – that's an upgrade in terms of where Campbell is today compared to where he was at any other point in his career.
Yep.
Right? Like, when he was fighting – there was no fight with Jonathan Quick. It was Quick. And when he got here last year, there really wasn't a fight early on. It was Freddie's net. Now, even if it is a coin flip, and I would suggest, again, they're leaning Campbell because
they
know him better and they want to believe in him. But they paid a decent price for Mrazek. Like, he's here 3 years at 3.8, I believe it is. Like, that's not
money.
A one-year deal at 750. Like, that's a commitment. Mrazek's going to have some rope here. He's going to have a chance to run with some things and play. And if the Leafs are hoping both guys stay healthy, and if they do, they'll be fine in net. And I like Morgan Riley's comment today. You know, there's been so much focus on the big four up front and even Riley and his status or the goaltending, and he wasn't having any of it. He's like, it's the ultimate team game. Everyone's got to step up. Everyone's got to factor in, and he's right, you know, because you're already dealing with the reality where Matthews isn't available tonight, won't be available tomorrow. Mikheyev's out for the next couple of months. There's going to be other injuries. There's going to be suspensions. There's going to be times where guys are slumping. So right. If the yes, the cap is set up a certain way. The focus is set up a certain way. But if you want to be a team that is legit all season and fighting for the top of the division or maybe the top of the conference, maybe the top of the President's Trophy race, it can't be four forwards, four defensemen, and a goalie.
Agreed.
Like, that's just not the way the game is set up. It doesn't work that way. You need David Kampf to play well. You need Spezza to play well. You need Sandin to find a role and step in. And I think that's an appropriate message on day one. Because, yes, we're talking about Tavares and Marner. Of course, that's coming with it. Not, they will get the majority of the conversation because of who they are and how they play. But they keep saying, we want to prove ourselves. We're going to take a step forward. Well, that applies to whoever is number 18 on the roster tonight, right?
Well,
like that applies to everybody. They all got to factor in on this.
Using the Tampa comparison, okay, we always talk about Point, Stamkos, Kucherov, Hedman, Vasilevsky. Mm-hmm. But there's many times where we're like, Andre Palat played really well.
Yeah.
Or
Eric Chernak was pretty good.
Alex Killorn, or, mm-hmm. you know, like you're looking at other players and going, yeah, that guy had two goals the other night and that. Like, to your point, it's got to be somebody else other than just the spine of the team and the people that we focus on. And we'll see who pushes through. Be nice to see a guy like Richie or Bunting or you go right down the line. Maybe Spezza has a really good start. Or Wayne Simmonds.
Yep.
Simmonds is a guy who was rolling before his injury last year, and I think everyone's kind of waiting for him to get back to either that level or close to it. And, a good start, a couple goals in the first couple games makes you feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Talked to Pittsburgh last night. Very different feeling today.
And I have one bone to pick. As much as I love Jack Campbell, it is a craziness to have a birthday party for your cat. It makes goaltenders look bad, and I'm very disappointed. That's all I got to say.
Well, no, you're mad at Masters because he was covering. He was there outside of
his
house with his camera.
He can't help himself. the Kadri story went away to Colorado. There's a cat story there, so you got to have one here. And you show up at Jack Campbell's. Cat's birthday party.
100% necessary.
Buds.
Cat gift.
Cat's name's Buds.
Buds. You got to have one cat story a year. It's mandatory. It's in
that
it's
must
in
the be
contract.
The that must be the mandate for him. Like for Masters.
Hit
like,
your quota early, and then you can move on with your season.
Exactly.
And I got word back from the scalper. He said it's just all digital, very simple. Create an account with my clients, and it just goes into their Apple Wallet, and boom.
Okay, but how does that work on the street, though? You got to ask them about being out on the street. Like, if you're yelling and screaming, and some guy's walking by, down York Street or something, and wants tickets, how does that work?
Yeah,
buddy, it just says digital moving barcode can be emailed, but then it makes you create an account. My clients. I sign into my account on their phones, add seats, goes to their Apple Wallet, boom. So that's
you had to believe that somehow they were going to be savvy enough to get out in front of this, right? If there's money to be made and there's a business that you want to keep alive, you got to put the work in. It's simple.
I just feel like, what if you are a grandfather who has an old flip phone and you're taking your grandson?
Well,
the scalper's like, sorry, man, I can't get it to you or whatever. Like that's old school. That's old school.
I'm telling you, that's probably going to be an issue, and I hopefully the teams can find a way to work around that, because if there are people that have been – listen, the world changes, people adapt, clearly, but there are ticket holders that have been going to Leaf games for 50 years, right? So now you're telling everyone that they have to completely adjust the way that they go about it. That has to be something that is being thought of, some sort of a way around it if it's possible. Ray Ferraro is going to be on the show today.
Wow.
Yes, Ray is on the show. He was in Tampa last night. He's traveling up to Ottawa. So we're asking him to come on his first travel day of the year.
Boy, oh boy. Where do you think he is? Like probably Pearson waiting to go to Ottawa?
I want to say he had to fly through Chicago and then up to Toronto.
He texted me this morning. We were texting at 6:30 a.m. this morning. I think it was a four-flight day.
He is going to be so miserable. I could travel, but I need – and I know there's probably not Tampa-Ottawa, but I need Tampa-Toronto-Ottawa. I don't need Chicago because I would just look at a map and say, Chicago's not on the way to Ottawa. No way.
Here, do you want his – before we know what he's in for right now. He goes, flying now, Tampa to Chicago, Chicago-Toronto, Toronto-Ottawa. And then he goes, thumbs down.
And he's joining us at 5:20. It's going to
so
be awesome.
Miserable.
I need to
so
come up
miserable.
With some sort of hypothetical that is just going to send him
That'll
to
make
the
his
moon.
Head explode? Like
yeah,
Pittsburgh
I'll see if I can come up
Crosby.
With one. Yeah, so, that there it is right there. Crosby, you put him on the trade market immediately. After last night, that's what I should probably propose to him.
You should say, do you think there's any chance that Pittsburgh would look at moving past Crosby?
Yeah. Is it in their best interest? I need to word it properly. Watching that game last night, I'm thinking it's time to move on. I think it might be in their best interest. So, Ray's coming up at 5:20. Jerry's percentage is at 5, so we're going to make an adjustment here. And Jerry's coming up at 5. So we're talking about the Leafs, Habs, and a bunch of other hockey games. We'll get into the two games from last night. The baseball playoffs, we're just waiting on the Dodgers and Giants. And I love that that's going 5. It should. And that'll take place tomorrow. Game 5 back in San Francisco. Man, the Dodgers. Mookie Betts is such a stud. That's going to be a great game tomorrow night. Steve Phillips will join us to tee that up. And the Braves are through. Acuna's been out half the season. Ozuna hasn't been playing since, I believe, May. Mike Soroka never joined the rotation, and they just keep rolling, man.
We got to ask Steve about Tony La Russa. Like, does he come back, or does he, like...
Is there anyone more miserable?
The only way I can describe that guy in the dugout is he looks like an uncle that's half shattered that wants to leave a barbecue, and his wife doesn't want to leave. Because he looks antsy, and he's like, are we leaving yet? No, we're not leaving. He just looks like he wants to leave a barbecue, but his ride doesn't want to go. And he just has got the blue shades on.
He's always angry. Like, he's so angry all the time.
Like Abreu got hit last night, and he just couldn't let that slide.
No.
Like, it's just like, you got crushed, buddy. You just got crushed by the Astros. Let it slide that guy got hit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, let it slide. Dusty Baker played it off like, I don't know what that guy's talking about.
He basically did. He's like, I do not know what the hell he's blabbing.
Why would
about.
We hit him there? You know, and like the conspiracy theory that the pitcher was looking at the dugout for the sign. And, La Russa. You're right. He had a great season. The White Sox, you won the AL Central. You got back to the playoffs. You know, you got a great young team.
I don't know about him, though, man.
Just so grizzled.
I don't know. He's just a grizzled veteran, though. Like, I saw a quote from one of their players. It might have been Abreu, who just said, we love the guy. Like, he's, you know, he brings something to the table that we needed. And I get the impression, like, the team is pretty happy with him. So. Wow.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yes, he's angry all the time, but they won a bunch of ball games. So I would suspect La Russa will be back, but we'll ask Steve Phillips about that around 6 o'clock. We'll get his take on it. And Masters will be on as well from the rink. We'll get a live tee-up of the game and the mood in the building and what it's like being down there. Mark will join us in a couple of hours. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. All right, Jerry's percentages at 5 o'clock. Ray Ferraro will join us at 5:20. He was in Tampa for that game last night. Pittsburgh with a big win over Tampa, and then the nightcap Vegas getting past Seattle. And it was getting away from Seattle early. Credit to them. They battled back. They made it a game, tied it up, and then Chandler Stephenson scores the winner.
That might be a blueprint for a lot of Seattle games this year. Kind of look like things, you know, just keep it close and goal short here, goal short there, maybe a save. Like, just that's what it's probably going to look like if I were to guess. Just a little bit short here and there.
All I could think about is, like, Philip Grubauer got paid a lot of money, but he's not playing behind Colorado anymore. Like, his numbers are going to take a beating, and you're getting paid for that. But, you know, it's a situation. Like, I don't see that team, Seattle, like Vegas, and you know, doing damage going in, either making the playoffs or going deep in the playoffs. Like, I think
I'll tell
it's
you another thing about goalies noodles. If I see, like, is Matt Murray, he's got the sniffles, and he's, like, in doubt or whatever. I'm like, isn't this the NHL? That's the only thing that drives me nuts. It's like, look, you got a bad ankle or something, but the sniffles, like, I don't know. I know there's COVID and all this garbage, but come on with the sniffles.
Well,
I can't
think he's playing
it.
Tomorrow. My understanding.
He better be.
He played today, practiced today, him and Forsberg. I think he's playing tomorrow. But you're right. He was on the shelf earlier. But luckily, for Ottawa, they've got another day. You know, they didn't have to play tonight.
I had to put a question to somebody. I'm like, is there an injury? No, he just says, like, I thought it was a rubata. He's like, the response I got was the sniffles. And I just couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, believe everyone.
It. Stop it.
I had the sniffles last week.
And I know there's injuries in the game, but he was like so up and down last year. And there were certain times where it was like, I think they were playing the Leafs. And in warm-up, he just went up to the other guy and was like, I'm not playing tonight.
That was Joey Ducard's first game.
Protect him. Put that into perspective. They just traded a lot to get him. They signed him to a long-term deal in Ottawa, and the belief was, here's Matt Murray, the guy that's going to grow with this young team. And they're like, meh, we don't need to protect him. Like, they knew Seattle wasn't going to take him, so you could argue it's strategic. But from an ego play alone, it's you protect him, right?
Yeah, like, I get that.
And they didn't.
Yeah, no, I get
it.
It's not a good sign for him.
He's a big part of it. Like, I always go back to those Buffalo teams. They were hard-working teams, but they had Dominic Hasek back there. I don't expect him to be Hasek. But if he can provide some really solid quality goaltending for Ottawa, it helps them out so much. As opposed to not knowing when the hell the guy's going to play, like last year, because it was a circus. Anyway, moving on.
I agree. I think he needs a big year, and that team certainly needs him, and we'll see. I mean, I'm doing that game tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited to be back in the building and see how things unfold there.
That's going to be awesome. Absolutely, man. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I think there'll be a bunch of Leaf fans there, too. I mean,
as
much as they travel, you know.
For sure. I mean, there's Leaf fans scattered throughout the country. I think people just living in Ottawa or, you know, Eastern Ontario and people coming across the border from Quebec, and it'll be great. Like, it's going to be a real experience over the next couple of nights. And tonight, again, down at BMO Field, they're expecting upwards of 30,000 people. It's a massive match. They're undefeated so far. They need 3 points. They keep getting draws here, but they got a draw at Mexico last week, which was just a massive result for them. A draw in Jamaica, and now you got Panama at home, and Alphonso Davies is playing at home in front of 30,000 people. Like, this is a big moment, man. I've picked up on how much it's growing in terms of the anticipation and the hype that's coming with this team, because, you know, in years past, the Canadian national team just could not get on the radar. The women were on the radar all the time. Christine Sinclair has been the face of soccer in this country for a decade.
Right.
But the men just couldn't do it because they weren't legitimized. They weren't going to win, and we knew it. And they didn't have a focal point.
Tough night to have the vibe downtown. Like, first of all, you mentioned the weather being good. It's already garbage.
It looks like it's garbage. Yeah.
Garbage and raining, and somebody took a picture in their car and said it's a gong show already. But that's a tough night to get the real vibe for that team. With the Leafs opening up at home against the Montreal Canadiens.
But you take it. I mean, there are soccer fans that don't care, you know, that soccer's their number one.
Absolutely.
And there are Leafs, you know, there's hockey fans that hockey's one and TFC or you know, World Soccer is two on their list. I know in my family, there's people going to the game that are huge soccer fans, but they're actually going to the Leaf game tonight because... Mm-hmm.
It's a big enough place for everyone to get a taste, right? Like, there's always been this kind of weird territorial type of vibe about the city. I think it's grown a lot, and I think it's changed. I think as the generations turn over, we realize, you know, why wouldn't you be, if you're from Toronto and you're a Toronto sports fan, Leafs, Raptors, Jays, TFC, Argos, Canada, whatever it is, you know, and a night like tonight is proof of that. You know, not that we need it, but you're hosting a big soccer match where there's going to be 30,000 people down the street, 18 grand, watching Leafs Habs. And the Raptors start a week tonight. And I think the Raptors benefit greatly from the Leafs going first here in terms of what we talked about earlier this hour, about getting the tickets out, about figuring, you know, they have more time. The province only afforded the Leafs 4 days, 5 days to figure out the tickets and sell everything. The Raptors have a week on top of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a week tonight, they're at home against Washington down at Scotiabank. I would suspect that'll be a packed barn, right? I think they'll figure out the details and the innuendos and what they have to do, iron out any issues, because they're all under the same umbrella. Any issues the Leafs have, they'll just go down the hall and say, here, this was the problem, figure it out, and the Raptors will do that.
I love the, you can keep your mask off if you're eating or drinking.
I know. Like, I think there'll be a lot of people that won't be wearing masks, like, at any point tonight. How do you even legislate that?
Wow, it's
if you're holding a drink, how do you legislate that?
I don't know. It'll be goofy. And there are, I imagine there'll be some run-ins because there's going to be some people. I would imagine at least a few people are going to be told, can you put your mask on? And they're going to say, no, I'm having a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or I got nachos cooking here, pal. Leave me alone. And then it's going to be, no, you leave me alone. And God knows what happens after that.
I can't wait to see and hear
you know what
all
shoot
the
puck guy with 20 Molson exports in him is the kind of mood he's in the third period if he's told to put his mask on?
Well, his mask is probably a chin diaper anyways to start off with. And that's the... You know, I went to that outdoor concert, guys.
Just an absolute Keswick chin diaper.
And you know, like I went to that outdoor concert. I wore a mask, but when I was having a beer, you pull it down, you end up getting in a conversation. There were people, and you know what? It was on me. I was in a conversation with somebody, and a lady came by and said, hey, can you put your mask back on? I said, yeah, absolutely. You forget, right? Like it wasn't being egregious. You pull your mask down, have a beer, you're yucking it up or talking hockey or whatever.
You feel normal again. And you're like,
you feel normal.
Yeah,
and then, like it is, it happens. You hope that there's people that, you know, respect the rules. And I don't think it's egregious, but you're right. After 20 Ryan Cokes, there are going to be some goons.
Well, I mean, listen, I hope people have a good time. Like, that's not my priority to make sure, like, the safety police, let other people deal with it. That would be my suggestion. If you want to go have a good time, go have a good time. You know, do whatever you're going to do. And I hope there's energy in the building. I think the players will feed off it tonight. And I think, again, the same thing down the street at BMO where it's open air. And if the weather's not great, that's going to dampen things. But you got a big match against Panama tonight. And, again, Davies will be playing, and he played all 90 minutes the other night. And I think that's ultimately what's going to matter and what we're going to see. So, we got a lot going on. It's obviously not only about the Leafs and Habs tonight. We've got Jonathan Toews returns tonight, Chicago back in action. I'm curious to see what he brings. And you got Winnipeg playing in Anaheim. You got Edmonton taking on Vancouver, the nightcap from a Canadian perspective. So McDavid is playing with Draisaitl too, which – where did this come from? Like, I know that they have played together before, but Tippett seems so –
like a week ago. Like,
he
all of a sudden
so
it was
so set
like,
on them being on separate lines, and now he's like, forget it. Just play together.
I mean, it might be the opponent. It might be them playing mind games. Like, I think we all assumed the second that Zach Hyman signed that deal, he's like, well, there's the left winger for
imagine
McDavid.
That transition. It's like, yeah, McDavid, he's my centerman. And then you go to practice, and you always check, like, the color scheme.
Yeah,
it's like R&H is my new guy now.
Yeah,
it's,
Nuge, hey, there's Yamamoto.
Nuge, what's up? And then it's like that's not really what I remember in the conversations about me coming here. I'm sure Johnny T had the same ones coming to Toronto. We're going to play Mitch Marner for 7 years. Oh, okay, that lasted half a season.
Yeah, well, first year he has 47. I never see him again.
Well, the one thing that I would say, and this is like Tip is a guy that does. He's not shy to mix things up. I'm a lot like Sheldon. Sheldon is a guy who, you know, he sees who's going and he'll start putting guys in the blender and moving things around. There were times where last year wasn't Hyman on the third line because he wanted that line to
get
going. Yeah,
he was.
And they were great.
They were very good.
They were great.
Like, Engvall and Mikheyev, wasn't it, on the third line?
I think you just have
Simmons.
I can't remember. But I think what you have to do is understand that, you know, what you have and see how it unfolds. Like, Vancouver's going to be no slouch. Like I think they're a team that is much improved, and everything that went wrong for them last year could have, you know, COVID and injuries and inconsistencies, all that. They might be a team that, you know, is gets off to a good start. They got a good goaltender. Mm-hmm. We'll see what Ekman-Larsson brings, but a healthy Patterson, you know, that's a guy who's going to be motivated. So
he should be, for sure.
Yeah, we'll
I mean, now he's got paid, so he better be, right?
Like, exactly.
It's you got your money, and you got a good deal, and you got a bridge deal, which I think he was looking for. And now it's about fighting for that next deal 3 years down the road, but doing a lot in between now and then. We've got a bunch of games tonight, and Ray will actually join us at 5:05. So Ray Ferraro coming up when he usually should. That feels right, I think, for the Leafs home opener tonight. Ray at 5:05, that means we got to call Jerry and tell him he's at 5:30. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. Steve Phillips coming up on the baseball playoffs and what we can look ahead to for the ALCS, Houston-Boston, and we're waiting to see who Atlanta will play. We'll find out tomorrow night. San Francisco back home against the Dodgers in Game 5. So we'll get to that a little bit later on in the afternoon and start looking ahead to Week 6 in the NFL, Tampa at Philly tomorrow night. I believe that's my game. I'm pretty sure that. Is that my game? I can't even remember now. I'm all out of sorts because I did so well last
week. I'll tell you what I know what your game is during the day. You don't answer texts from 9 until 1 often these days, and I know exactly what that means, buddy.
Oh, him and Tuxie.
I don't know, but it's just your 9-1 game is invisible. Usually where you call me back immediately or right back, you are ninja dust these days.
Yeah, that's about the time I'm up to something. You know, I'm doing something.
I love it.
During the week anyway, you know, listen, you got to get it in while you can, right?
Wow.
The weather's going to turn at some point. Courses are going to close. We're going to be dealing with the death march that is winter, you know, in the next month and a half.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry. I love my supers, and I know they have a job to do. But if it's nice all of November, let's tee it up.
Yes,
I agree. We're in Canada.
It might
be sunny all of November. What are we going to do?
Hopefully find a place to play. I mean, that's what it comes down to. There's always tracks open. It's
dude,
just
I'm not going to that place you and the grappler took me to. I'm not going to name the name of it because we're not going to insult
it
places.
It was a quality establishment. It had pristine fairways.
Dude, it was a goat farm. It was a flat-out goat farm.
It wasn't great. It wasn't in the best of shape. But, listen, golf has been so popular. So many people are playing. Tee sheets, you know, are just, it's impossible to find a wiggle room in there. Impossible. So, listen, it happens every once in a while between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. It can be difficult to reach me. But I'll get back to you. I'll call you from the car.
If you text Tux, he would flush you, too. The both of them would be standing side by side.
Noodles, this is what his play is now. Now he's venturing. He's hockey guy now. And now he plays with other hockey guys. That's his move.
Oh, Robs is in there, too?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to say. Robs, but he's just, he's... Now he's, if you're not a hockey guy, I'm not. That's what he did. He infiltrated Tux, and then now it's Tux's buddies, so God knows what the routine is.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's super fan guy.
No, I'm out there looking a hack guy. That's really what it comes down to, and everyone's a good guy, and everyone's in good spirits. What's wrong with that?
Yeah,
why can't I be a part of the crew? Why is it that I have some, you know, like motive involved here? It's just about latching on to a tee time and going out and slashing it around.
Dude, you're lucky you found some cool guys because that's the whole thing. If you don't have that, you're wasting your money.
Yeah, it can be. If you're on the outside looking in, it can be a little bit difficult.
Is there a guy that's on the outside of your group that's always floating around?
No, I don't know. I mean,
I guess you don't want to sewer.
Yeah,
what am
I going to say? Sewer the guy.
Yeah, I'll give you his name, his locker number, you know, the whole nine. I'm sure if you asked others, maybe, I don't know. That's not the kind of stuff I'm tracking. I'm showing up when I'm supposed to play.
Just
and
name
I'm moving
is
on
name.
With my life.
Name
nah,
is name.
It doesn't matter. It's all floater. Good. It's nothing but good people. Nothing but positive vibes. All right, Ray Ferraro in 15 minutes. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. I need you to hold on. All right, Ray Ferraro will join us in 10 minutes. Ray's coming up in 10. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. So Ray and Jerry in the next hour. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Leafs take on the Sharks on Friday, October 22nd down at Scotiabank. So we're right back into the swing of things, man, giving tickets away, doing ticket giveaways. And we're going to give out a couple of clues, one this hour, another one the next hour, and then in hour three you have to listen for your cue to call. And if you can name this Leaf, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Leafs take on the Sharks Friday, October 22nd. The first clue, this former Maple Leaf goaltender probably has a cat. Started his NHL career in the late 1980s. His former Maple Leaf goalie started his NHL career in the late 1980s. So there's your first clue. That seems, I don't know how you narrow that down, but that's the point, right? You got to wait for the next one in hour two and then cue to call in hour three.
All right.
Yep. And the Leafs are down. When are the Leafs? I think they're in Pittsburgh is their first game in the States. So that's going to be strange, man, seeing the Leafs playing down in the States again.
I wonder if the fellas on the road can even, like, go out and hit the restaurants or whatever. Probably a pretty tight routine, no?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty tight ship, but it's nice to have a little bit different scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to be doing much when I travel I've got to go to the States in November. I'm going to Minnesota and San Jose and Anaheim and some places, but I'm not going to be hitting the clubs or restaurants or anything. Just kind of do my thing.
You're your own boss.
But you can pull off your own thing. Exactly. I mean, I don't know if it's the government telling them what you can do or can't do, but if they're fully vaxxed, I would think they've got some more liberties than you would expect on the road anyway. All right, hour two coming up. Leafs Habs, you can hear it right here on TSN Radio tonight. We'll continue to tee it up. Ray Ferraro coming up. Jerry's percentage is coming up as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.
This hour of the Overdrive podcast was brought to you by Felix. Erectile dysfunction treatment online. Felix can connect you to a doctor to assess ED and, if applicable, deliver treatment to your door. Visit felix.ca.